Welcome to the Crude Life Podcast, because sometimes when you're making money, life can just be crude. Hey folks, how you doing? My name is Jason Spies, award-winning multimedia journalist and talk show host. And on today's episode, we talk with Rob Lindberg from the Bakken Backers about how they are helping the oil and gas industry every single day. Our exclusive interview with Rob Lindberg in just a moment. But first, I want to remind you folks to please support our sponsors. They literally keep the lights on.
Remember your task will only last if you don't take off your mask.
Let me take a moment to talk to you about Eric Hatch and Hatch Coaching. Now with Hatch Coaching, you'll experience extreme transparency. Eric Hatch has built an empire on the business of helping others, and in this case, that means helping companies create wealth and abundance. By choosing Hatch Coaching, you're going to gain the knowledge and tools that will take your business to that next level. Eric Hatch speaks on workplace culture, honesty in the workplace, transparency, faith, compassionate capitalism, and many other topics that will grow your business. Make sure you call and reserve Eric Hatch today. 701-318-4946. That's 701-318-4946. It's time for your company to create wealth and abundance too. Reserve Eric Hatch today.
CoachingWithHatch.com. That's CoachingWithHatch.com.
Since 1979, MBI Energy Services has committed to responsibly growing with today's oil and gas industry by providing proven experience, strategic locations, and integrated services. MBI Energy Services is well established, and its innovation in safety and excellent customer service is what truly makes MBI Energy Services the oil field service professionals. Learn more at MBIEnergyServices.com.
Rob Lindberg, director of Bakken Backers.
Awesome. Okay, Bakken Backers. It's commercial time. Let's talk about Bakken Backers. What do you guys do?
Bakken Backers is a grassroots organization that supports North Dakota's oil industry. We're kind of the drill baby drill group, if you want to put it simplistically. But the energy industry brings a lot of opportunity in North Dakota in terms of jobs and income and royalties, and not just in the industry, but spread throughout community businesses. And we face a lot of really well-funded opposition. We saw it with Dakota Access, and we'll continue to see it as we go forward from kind of environmental groups and some really radical people who are opposed to petroleum usage at all. It's the keep in the ground group that threatens us a lot. And we see it through different things in North Dakota, and we've continued to fight both on the policy side of things, but also just even perceptions of Western North Dakota, and try to get the realities out there. Sideline a little bit. When we were really in the midst of it all, the boom, one of the things that we saw in our survey data was Western North Dakota's perceptions of problems were very tactical. They wanted roads, they wanted housing, infrastructure type things. Outside of Western North Dakota, we really saw more perception type things, and it was people perceiving that crime was high or that traffic was terrible, and it was the headline type of stuff, but we tried to shift that focus to really what the needs were and bring that back to reality, because it wasn't a high crime, you know, Wild West like it was perceived. It was wild, but it wasn't the Wild West. So.
Well, there was a certain time where it was just an influx of people, and that's just how it goes. I mean, it's in Minnesota, they used to have WeFest, at least I don't know if they still do, where you can bring your lawn chairs to the front. And guess what? Some people trip on the way there because they're pushing each other, and it's just when you try to put too many things into something that can't handle it, you have some, you know, whatever, growing pains and that sort of thing. But you're right, it wasn't as bad, the crime wasn't as bad as a lot of people made it out to be. Your organization sounds like you guys do a lot of political activism. Is that fair to say?
Yeah, and so we do a lot of letters to the editor, letters to your legislator, and those sorts of interactions. We put on a lot of events, such as Bakken 2.0 at the Petroleum Council conference this week, where we just try to engage with the public and give them a little snippet of what the energy industry means.
So talk to me about this political activity part first. You mentioned the Dakota Access Pipeline. You've mentioned legislators, budgets, that sort of thing. how is it that you communicate with people? How is it that you reach people? I imagine you got a website and a newsletter or something like that. Talk about all those different things.
It's a lot of digitally based when we have efforts. It's We have a website, it's backthebakken.org, and you can sign up there. You kind of hear whenever there's an issue that pops up. And usually it pops up pretty fast because there's some sort of issue that happened, and maybe the negotiations haven't gone far enough, and then now we need to kick in that public perception. You know, and when we reformed the oil tax to remove the trigger and kind of flatten the tax out, we had a lot of people from East North Dakota contact their legislators and really tell them why they support it, why it's important for that stability to be in the oil industry for even their own community and their own businesses. And so it's those sorts of things. And of course, Dakota Access was a beast of its own. And in that one, we really just kind of came with the strategic decision that we're never going to beat the environmental groups in the national scene, but we can do some good work in North Dakota. And so we focus within our borders, and it's surprising. After that, the approval ratings for our industry actually grew, not by a lot, by a couple points. And I think it's because people became more aware of what the industry means and how important it is, and they kind of had to pick a side.
Mm-hmm. 2.0, education part of it, building the bridge, if you will. How is it you guys are doing this? Talk about, well, we're here at the North Dakota Petroleum Council, and you guys had your 2.0 day yesterday. Run through the lineup a little bit, and during that process, explain what it is, and I think that'll tell the story right there.
Yeah, you know, what we really try to do is give that economic and kind of technical presentation on how it all works and what it all means by the numbers and by the processes. But then we really try to bring in kind of the softer side too. So we had myself talk about the economics and what it really shows in state budgets and wages and that sort of thing. Kathy Nesset gives a fantastic presentation just on the basic geology and processes of the industry. We had Lynn Helms tell us the latest kind of things that are coming in automation and fracking technologies and all these sorts of things. And then we kind of moved into a softer side where Charlie Gorecki talked about how the Bakken really is a force to be reckoned with on the global stage and the American stage of energy production and all sorts of energy. And then our best was a panel that was put together with Brent Sanford and three community leaders, two from Western North Dakota and one from Grand Forks, and really talked about what it meant to their community, because the numbers are there, but the numbers are important because they mean something to people. And that's the great thing about what a job is, or what 51,000 jobs are, is it's 51,000 people going to work and living off the Bakken, and then of course 120,000 that are part of their families. And it's pretty remarkable.
All right, what do you want people to know? I like to give guests the final thought, final word. That way they can frame the question however they want. Either reiterate something we didn't bring up, or just kind of any final thoughts?
We face activism beyond what we imagine, and it's vitally important that people stand up and tell their own good story about the industry and what it means to them. Letters to the editor, letters to legislators, you know, it's those sorts of things, and it's an easy step, but it means a lot, and we don't do that enough to keep our industry going.
All right, man, thanks.
Yeah, thanks, Jason.
And that was Rob Lindberg with Bakken Backers. To listen to this podcast and other podcasts, visit our website, thecrudelife.com. That's thecrudelife.com. And while you're there, be sure to sign up for our weekly Crude Life newsletter. We're also on social media. Check us out on Facebook and Twitter as well. Of course, those links are available at our website, thecrudelife.com. And once again, I'd like to thank you for supporting our sponsors. And even go a step beyond that and ask you, if you haven't supported our sponsors, to please support our sponsors here at the Crude Life Media Network. They keep podcasts like this free. Let me take a moment to talk to you about Eric Hatch and Hatch Coaching. Now, with Hatch Coaching, you'll experience extreme transparency. Eric Hatch has built an empire on the business of helping others, and in this case, that means helping companies create wealth and abundance. By choosing Hatch Coaching, you're going to gain the knowledge and tools that will take your business to that next level. Eric Hatch speaks on workplace culture, honesty in the workplace, transparency, faith, compassionate capitalism, and many other topics that will grow your business. Make sure you call and reserve Eric. Eric Hatch today. 701-318-4946. That's 701-318-4946. Or I'll tell you what, send me an email, jason@thecrudelife.com. That's jason@thecrudelife.com. And I'll make sure that it gets to Eric Hatch. It's time for your company to create wealth and abundance too. Reserve Eric Hatch today.
Since 1979, MBI Energy Services has committed to responsibly growing with today's oil and gas industry by providing proven experience, strategic locations, and integrated services. MBI Energy Services is well established, and its innovation in safety and excellent customer service is what truly makes MBI Energy Services the oil field service professionals. MBI Energy Services, the cutting edge in oil field safety solutions. Learn more at MBIEnergyServices.com.
And that's it for this episode. My name is Jason Spies. Till next time, be happy, and remember, sometimes life can just be crude. We'll see you next time, folks. I'm gonna be